We're going to talk now about why people buy. And it's very, very important to understand this because people buy for whose reasons? Our reasons or their reasons? They buy for their reasons. And the biggest mistake that amateur salespeople make is they try to ask people to buy for their reasons, their personal reasons, rather than taking the time to identify the needs of the other. Now, every human action, and this is very important, is aimed at an improvement in the condition of the person acting. In other words, every single thing that we do is an attempt to improve our relative condition. Every single buying decision is an attempt to be better off as a result of having made that decision than worse off. And the individual who's making a buying decision has three choices. They can either buy from you, they can buy from someone else, or they can buy from no one. They can refrain from purchasing if you like. And when we talk about being better off, we're not talking about just materially. Sure, if you buy a car, you're better off, you've got a car. But we're talking about all of the other satisfactions that are involved. For instance, if you buy a car, you're out a certain amount of money. You're locked into a certain automobile. If you have difficulties with the automobile, then you're stuck with it. If you give up the money, then you can't buy something else. So you lose the flexibility and freedom of the money. So when we talk about a purchase decision being a decision to achieve an increment of satisfaction, we're talking about a physical increment. We want to be more satisfied emotionally, physically, spiritually. We want to be more satisfied in a variety of different areas. Sometimes we'll make a proposal to someone that is obviously the best price for the best product that they need. Their need is not just the best price and the best product. Their need may be to have a product that is better known so that other people in the company will not say that they've bought an unknown product. Their need may be to buy from someone from another business that their company sells to. It may be a totally different need than just simply price and quality. And it is in identifying the needs that is most important. That's where all professional selling begins, is in need analysis. And you're not in a position to sell until you have spoken to the individual long enough to understand what need of the prospect your product or service can satisfy, and then you structure your presentation so it satisfies that need. For instance, when we do need analysis, we say, what is the key result or benefit of our product? What is it that your product does that hooks or combines with the primary need of the customer? Most people are motivated by fear of loss and desire for gain. Fear of loss is fear of failure, and desire for gain is a desire to be better off. Now, most people are pulled between these two poles. They want to gain, but they don't want to lose. And your job is to move them away from the feeling that they'll be worse off to the feeling that they will be extremely well off. And you can demonstrate how easily this is true. If a person was absolutely convinced that they would be far better off as a result of purchasing your product than not, would they hesitate to make the decision? Of course not. If they absolutely believed you and believed in the value and believed in the quality and the relative price relative to the competition, do you think they would hesitate in purchasing your product? Of course not. So your job is to get the person to the point where they are completely focused on how they will gain or how they will be ahead by using your product rather than how much they might lose by committing themselves to your product. Now, some of the basic subconscious needs that people have, these are drives that motivate us, that will cause us to sacrifice, that will cause us to suffer, that will cause us to pay sometimes enormous sums, are people want to be rich. Everybody wants to be rich. Why? Because wealth represents security. When we have enough money, it means that we don't worry, we're secure. And the deepest craving of all of human nature is the craving for security. Whether it's financial security or emotional security or spiritual security, we need to feel secure. It's the basic need in Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Until we feel a certain level of security, we are preoccupied with that to the exclusion of almost everything else. Another thing that we need is we want to be admired. We want to be liked. We want to be respected. We want to be successful. We want to be successful in our own mind. We want to be successful relative to others. When we structure our product offering in such a way that we suggest to people that they will achieve one of these needs as a result of taking our product, or better yet, achieve several of these needs, what we do is we are making a very, very powerful bid for the prospects or the customer's time and money. We also want to be healthy. That's why health products are so much the rage today. Everybody wants to be healthier because one of our preoccupations every single day is our health. We have aches, we have pains, we're overweight, we're underweight, we sleep too much, we sleep too little. We're always concerned about our health, so we're always attracted to products or services that will enable us to be healthier.